You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. And in today's episode, we will be talking about how to break through investing with a winning mindset.
That's right, Charles. And we'll also touch on our stories about how we broke through limiting beliefs and struggles to get to the next level of investing, and also why hanging out with the right group of people to help you get in the right mindset is so important. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Harmer.
The topic today is something that every investor needs to get to that next level. And it's at the center and the heart of what we teach on Breakthrough Investor, which is helping you break through limiting beliefs and just helping you overcome in whatever you're dealing with to get to that next level. So, William, I'll let you do the honors of telling our listeners what we're going to be talking about today.
How about that? Absolutely. Really, the one key word is mindset, right? So what is the thing that drives you, and why is it important to have a great mindset as an investor? And I don't know about you, Charles. I mean, everybody has something that has driven them to start investing, whether that was a family member or whether that was life circumstance, something like that. And you get to a point, it's like, you got to know your why. And a lot of, you got to have that mindset to keep pushing. And for me personally, is my family, right? So I need to have that mindset of I can do this and I'm going to do this because I feel like it's the right move for my family and it puts me where I want to be. I don't know about you, Charles, but that really drives my mindset of I'm absolutely going to be an investor, and I am an investor, and I'm going to continue to do so.
Absolutely, William. And I would say not only do you have a mindset, but you know, I would say your mindset is a winning mindset, right? Because you have different types of mindsets, and the way you think about things and the way I think about things too is like, we want to win for our family. So I agree with you 100% that having the right mindset or winning mindset it will take you to the next level. Like, in fact, and no matter like what you do. So I remember, William, when I started the coaching with Dustin Heiner with Master Passive Income for real estate. Before that, I had to change my mindset because here's the thing. I grew up in the Bahamas. And when people hear that, they think paradise, all that stuff, right?
But it's not with pigs.
Swimming with pigs or swimming with dolphins. I literally had people, William, who was asking like, oh, dude, you're from Bahamas? Do y'all like swim with dolphins and like ride from place to place with dolphins? I was like, no, but that would be pretty cool, right? That would be pretty cool. So, so I had to break through a lot of limiting beliefs and mindsets before I even started investing in real estate. And because what I realized, William, was here's the thing. If you don't overcome your mindset, in many times you default to the mindset of your family members, your friends, and those you spend the most time with. So true to saying, I know it sounds cliche to many of you, you are the company you hang out with. So you default to that mindset. And what I realized was I was defaulting to that mindset, to the poor island mindset. Not everybody on the island have a poor mentality, but I was defaulting to the poor mentality because of my environment, right? And so, and one of the mindsets that I had to break through is like, you know, I didn't believe in investing in a coaching program, right? The mindset I had about it is a waste of money. It's a ripoff, this, that, and the next. And there are programs out there that are, but when I started with Dustin, the coaching program, that was a big, you know, mindset shift for me alone, you know, rather than doing it all by myself. Cause I realized I, you know, I was oh, yeah. in, I was either failing or I would take a long time to achieve something. So the importance of that's a whole nother topic for another day, the importance of having a coach. But one of the things, William, and Dustin will always say that, you know, he's more about step by step, you know, what do you do next? But what I was telling him the other day is not only do you give the step by step approach, what you do that helps so many of us is the mindset element of getting us into that right mindset. And one of the things I remember that he would always say is you are an investor with a side job. Now, William, isn't that mind blowing? Like for many people, because they're like, first of all, they're like, well, that's lying because I have a full-time job, but I'm a side-time investor. So it's like, you know, so some people it seems like lying, but it's really about putting yourself in that frame of mind that you are an investor, right? And when you tell yourself that, it helps you to take it to the next level. Like I remember I had like even like Alexa every morning would say, good morning, Charles, you are an investor with a side job. And I had to plan every single morning and tell my wife, like almost killed me, and tell me, if you don't turn that off, I'm not going to tell you the rest of what she said because we're Christian. But yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, William? I mean,
no, I think that's really reinforcing where you're wanting to go. If you want to succeed, and success really varies from person to person, individual to individual. So don't let anyone tell you what success is for any of the listeners out there. Success is what you deem success for you. So in my opinion, in the world of investing, it's like I love seeing how other people are successful and succeed and do what they're doing. But there's some of them that do that, I don't know, are places that it's like necessarily I wouldn't want to do that. I don't want to do syndication. I don't want to do some of this sort of stuff. I'd love to learn about it, but that's success. And they have the success mindset. They know what they want. They're going to go do it. But the definitely very, very important to reinforce that for yourself every single day. And the why you want to be successful at it is super important. I remember because my dad growing up had a couple of rental properties, and he bought them and he rented them out and then had the rehabs and things like that. And I remember working on several of them as a kid, and then he sold them. And now fast forward quite a few years and I drive by those nowadays and I'm like, man, what was the thought process for that? Why did he sell them? What was the mindset? And a lot of it probably had to do with the situation at the time, but if I could go back and just show him what that could have done.
What if you kept half of them?
Oh yeah. Even one of them would have been amazing. But his mindset was different at the time. And I think your circumstances affect your mindset a lot, but you have to remove kind of the circumstance and just have that clear mental picture and that mindset of where you're wanting to go and why you're wanting to go there. Like mine every day is I wake up, I have three kids running around the house, and I just decided that I didn't want to work for the man anymore, right? I wanted to get up and not have to worry about where my paycheck was coming from. So I decided that I was going to do something about it. And like you, Charles, started listening to Dustin's podcast and really went off from there. And I don't regret getting into it a bit. My only regret is I didn't start a lot sooner. But yeah, mindset really is absolutely important. Absolutely important.
That's so true. And the reason why we're really like discussing this and doing a whole episode talking about it, because really that's what helps people get to that next level. You can you could sit through a bunch of courses. You can fly all around the country going to seminars and trainings. And I mean, you could have a world-class mentor. But if you don't change your mindset, if you don't start to have that winning mindset or success mindset towards whatever it is that you're doing, right? And we're going to focus a lot more heavily on investing. Whatever it is you're doing, then that's going to stop you from getting to the next level. Right.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things that's so important, and this may sound so simple, but it's so important, when you have the right mindset is knowing and believing that you can do it, whatever that is. You know, you might want to scale from one property to 10 properties this year. You may want to scale from your single family portfolio to a multifamily portfolio. You may want to get into self-storages or whatever it is, right? But the key thing is knowing that you can do it. So I remember in the old, you know, old school people in the church where I grew up, you know, they would say, you know, in your inner knower. And you know, to me, it didn't really make much sense back then, but I get it now. Like, you know, within yourself that I can do this. And I may not have a multifamily property right now. I may not have 10 properties right now, but I know I can get there.
Oh, and absolutely.
Having that mindset and that attitude, man, it's going to be life changing. I look back at it, William, if we look at our list that we created like 5 years ago, William, when you look back, sometimes you don't even realize that the things that you, the life you live in today is answered prayers or accomplishing goals or whatever it is that you had on your list from 5 years ago. Sometimes we don't even realize it because, you know, little by little, we've achieved that success. And so, I mean, I remember, William, I talked about it before, like when I got into real estate investing, my goal was just to raise $1,000 in cash flow. That was my first goal. And, you know, praise the Lord, I've blown that number out of the water right now. But that was my initial goal. But I had the right mindset, right? I had to get in the right mindset first in order to achieve that goal. So knowing within your inner knower, I'm gonna say it. You know, some of you may be like, this don't make any sense, but know within your inner knower that you can do it. You can break through and get to that next level.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. You have to be convicted on a personal level, I think, of why you're wanting to do what you're wanting to do, and then just deciding to do it. There's so many unknowns and things that you have to learn. You don't know how to run the numbers. You don't know what the difference is between a multifamily and a fourplex. You don't know what the difference is between single family and a single wide mobile home. Something very, very simple. And knowledge is absolutely power. Start learning. Get in that mindset. I mean, shoot, if you guys want to use Charles's example of getting an Alexa to tell you every single day, absolutely do that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think getting around the right people helps change your mindset. If you're stuck with people that really aren't wanting to change their lifestyle, project their lifestyle out and just grow, maybe you need to change your friend group or start hanging out with some people that are wanting to go places and do things, have ambitions, but don't just have them, are willing to act on that and actually do something. You can only talk about something for so long before you got to do it, but you got to have that mindset of, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn the things that I need to know in order to do this. And the information's out there. And if you start looking into it and you start connecting with people that have the like mindset and are farther ahead than you, what you'll find most of the time is these people are very, very happy to help you. Mm-hmm. And they'll help you avoid some of the pitfalls and the bad decisions that they've made because they want someone to be successful.
100%, William. And, you know, I hope, listeners, I hope y'all really like caught those points. William just literally dropped two hot nuggets, maybe three, but two stood out to me, right? Is, you know, number one, getting educated. And he said, getting the information. He said, the information is out there. There's so many different ways you can get the information. Podcasts. I mean, we're going to have a lot of topics to help you get to the next level. There are courses. There's so many ways for you to get information, right? So getting educated, right? And then the second thing he mentioned is getting around the right people, which is so important. And that ties back to what I said at the beginning. You know, I defaulted into a poor mindset because of the people I was surrounded myself with early on. And so when you get around the right people, right? Like I always tell people like this, right? If we all heard the saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, So if you're hanging out with five losers, right, then you'll be the average of five losers, as harsh as that may sound. And if you're hanging out with five winners or real estate investors or whoever it is that you're trying to emulate and model, well, you're going to be the average of them. So there's some really good points that William mentioned, and I hope you all caught on to it, because that's really going to help you get to the next level, right? And, you know, apart from that, right, so as you are pursuing this winning mindset, and as you're going through all these different steps to get there, you know, one of the big things is being others focus or be all about building relationships. Because when you build relationships, like it so not only be around the right people, because some people will go to all these events and conferences, but maybe they may just, you know, stay to themselves. But when you're there, build relationships. If you can't go to in-person events, build relationships online. Build these relationships to help you take your investing to the next level. And then not only about taking your next investing to the next level, but also help someone else. Help someone get to the next level. And so that's one of the reasons why me and William and Dustin and so many others, we connect, because we're all givers, right? It's not just about us. And so when you make it about others as well, that takes you to a next level, an extraordinary level of a winning mindset. Would you agree or disagree with that, William?
I would absolutely agree. And I mean, Charles, you let me know if you agree with this, that really real estate, if you, in my opinion, and I'm going to go back to real estate, but if you want to be successful in anything, really, it's about the relationships you're building with people. Relationships are so much more important. And if people know what you want to do, if you're looking out for them and you're helping them, that's reciprocal. People are naturally going to want to help you as well. And then they're going to remember you. And it's like, here's a quick story. Over the weekend, I saw a house that I thought, my wife actually told me about it, and I went and drove by it, and it was empty, and I left a business card in the front door. Next day, the homeowner comes back by and he said, "Hey, your card's here. I am thinking about selling my house." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." So we get talking about it and he tells me where he lives. And I said, "Well, there's this property that I found that I went and looked at down there. It just happened to be not too far from my house, not a far drive." And I said, "I'm probably going to pass, but it's still up for sale. Would you like me to forward the wholesaler's information to you?" And he said, "Absolutely. I love that." Well, he's an investor, and this deal could actually be very, very, very lucrative for me, but it might be a better fit for him right now. And it could, that's building that relationship with him to help him get what he wants to do. And it's going to work its way back around. That's just generally how it goes. And so one, he's going to remember me. He's already remembered me. He's reached out to me about an entirely different house. And this happened literally this week, within the last 5 days. Built a new relationship, started a new relationship, already sharing information with each other, helping each other out however we can. I think that's really, if you start doing that and hanging out with the right people, that's going to start changing your mindset automatically.
Automatically. I love it. Automatically. So you won't even have to worry about how do I get in this right mindset. It's going to happen automatically, like William said, when you hang around the right people. And one of the things that I think is so important too, you know, as you're going through this journey of breaking through that next level, is being patient and not getting discouraged. Because I know there's many times when I wanted to give up and quit. And there's so many of you listening right now. Maybe you feel like giving up right now. Maybe, you know, you're telling yourself like, you know, I'm going to listen to one more podcast. And if it can't help me get to the next level, I'm just going to stop and just stay what I'm doing. I'm just going to work a job or whatever it is, you know, but you know, don't give up and be patient. Sometimes things takes longer than we anticipated. Like when I got started investing, I thought I was going to put in an offer, get a property under contract and be the successful investor. It didn't happen. It didn't happen like that. Right. In fact, it took me almost, it took me from the time I put my head in the direction of I want to invest in the property, it took me about 11 months before I got my first property. And you know, it wasn't easy for me. Some of you, it took you longer. Some of you might've been quicker than that, But I almost got discouraged within that time period. You know, I was working a job, making a salary, and I was pursuing this real estate and nothing was happening. And, you know, thankfully, I had my wife to encourage me. And because I had then since invested into the Master Passive Income coaching program. So she was like, you better not waste our money. You remember you told me you're going to make us proud. So that was a sense of encouragement because I didn't want to disappoint my wife. But being patient is so important, and don't give up just because it didn't happen. Maybe then assess the situation. Maybe you need to wait longer, right? Maybe you need to put in another offer on the property or whatever it is that you're doing.
Charles, how many offers were you putting in?
Dude, I got about 10 offers or more and more a day. And so, and a lot of, I mean, for it, see, people don't realize, William, they look at your success now and be like, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. No, I'm not lucky at all. If you call hard work luck, then sure, I'm lucky, right? But, you know, if you look at my spreadsheets where I analyze deals, you will see thousands of deals in those spreadsheets, right? And if you look at my success rate at getting those properties, a fraction of it, right?
Yeah.
Probably not even a full percentage, right? Because I had to be patient. I had to be consistent. Right. I had to not get discouraged and keep on putting in those offers. And that's the part that people don't talk about because sometimes it's not sexy to hear about that. But, you know, on this podcast, like we're about helping you break through the next level. So we're not going to sugarcoat anything. If you want it, you got to work for it. You got to be patient. You got to put yourself in the right mindset.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And having those people around you to encourage you is absolutely very, very, very important. Some people don't need that. I love it. I don't know what I would do without it. I probably wouldn't do much without the encouragement. But it's really important that you are around the right people. And my wife is great about encouraging me. And just for you guys out there whose spouses may not be on the same page, eventually, like if you are doing it and you're putting in the time and the work and you're learning and you're hanging out with these other people, they will notice and they will start to see the change in your mindset and the way that you're acting and the way that you are pursuing your dream and what you're wanting to do. It will happen. So just be encouraged for everybody out there that's kind of stuck, feeling stuck. Everybody's been there. So just because me and Charles are on this podcast with each other and we get to hang out and talk to other amazing investors and things like that, all of these people had the same reservations at one point or another. Absolutely had them. So if they've done it, you can absolutely do it. And if you ask them, they will tell you the same thing. You can absolutely do this. So, and they just had the right mindset. And if they didn't have it when they started, they sure as heck got it. So
100%. And just to piggyback off what William was saying about sometimes your spouse may not be on the same page from day one, right? Those, you know, who are closest to you, your significant other or whoever it may be, sometimes they may not be on the same page and it's okay, right? Everyone don't have to believe in your dream in order for you to make it happen, right? And that's a key thing to know, right? Don't let that stop you. You know, William and I are, you know, we are blessed to have, you know, incredible spouses who supported us, right? But, you know, even at the beginning, and I know with my spouse, she was supportive, but she didn't see the vision like I saw it first. Then when she saw the vision, you know, see me working, doing and everything, and she got on board too. Right. Instead of when she finished her, she was still studying for her counseling degree. She decided to come work for the business first. She believed in that vision. So she left, you know, what she went to school for. And that was by her choice. I didn't ask her to do that. I'll never force her to do anything. So just continue working in that vision and get yourself in the right mindset. And definitely, you know, even if you have to use Alexa, to tell you you're an investor with a side job. If you have to do it, do it. Right.
Absolutely.
Some of you may get in trouble from your spouses, but do it until, you know, they threaten you to turn it off. Do whatever you need to do to get in that right mindset. William, this has been awesome. Maybe we missed something. Did we miss anything, William, before transitioning?
To be quite honest with you, Charles, we probably missed a whole lot. But the good thing is we'll be on this podcast quite a bit, so we can always circle back around and touch it again and again and again, because it is really that important. And I'm sure quite a few of our guests that'll be coming up are going to be talking about some of the mindset things that they had as well. So you won't be hearing it just from us, guys. You're going to be hearing it from other people as well. So definitely stay tuned. And there's going to be some really great interviews coming up.
Absolutely, man. All right. Well, so this has been fun always. And so we will see you all on the next episode. Continue to tune in. We're going to have some really hot topics dropping in. William and I, we're going to teach some. We're going to bring some amazing guests to you who are legends in the real estate industry, in the stocks industry, and whatever investing. We're going to bring you all of these awesome, phenomenal people who all have given hearts. And all they want to do is one thing. They want to help you break through that next level.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you on the next episode.